This is an Aero News Touch and Go. Here are aviation's headlines for Friday, November 28, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. A local witness who saw the crash of an Air New Zealand A320 into the Mediterranean Sea yesterday said the plane appeared to be flying straight, then, quote, "it turned brutally towards the ground. I said to myself, it will never pull out, and there was a big spray of water," unquote. Reuters reports the plane was on a maintenance checkout flight with only 7 people on board. Searchers had recovered 2 bodies by our deadline. Bankrupt Eclipse Aviation has informed customers and depositors they'll have to get in line with other unsecured creditors to have any chance of recovering what they're owed by the company. Warranties are void, Jet Complete contracts will no longer be honored, and customers who have paid any deposit, including some who have 60% down, are out of luck. You can read the entire text of the letter signed by Eclipse President Michael McConnell at aero-news.net. Racing giant NASCAR has already paid to settle with some of the families and victims of a 2007 crash of its corporate Cessna 310 into a Florida neighborhood. Now, it's suing Cessna for negligence. The suit claims Cessna is 100% at fault for defects in manufacturing, instructions, warnings, inspections, and repairs in the incident, in which cockpit smoke apparently overcame Cessna's pilot, Michael Clem, and the husband of a NASCAR official who was also a pilot. The NTSB, however, reported Clem chose to fly the plane that day, despite a burning smell reported in the cockpit when a weather radar unit failed the previous day. Cirrus Design, which has already trimmed its workforce by about 200 positions over the last 3 months, is announcing additional layoffs of production line employees at Duluth and Grand Forks. The company says it expects an upturn in orders before the end of the year, will bring all workers affected by the most recent furlough back on January 5th, and will continue to pay their health insurance in the meantime. Political unrest in Thailand saw protesters overrun government offices early this week and then shut down Bangkok's Suvarnabhumi Airport, where Thai Prime Minister Somchai Wongsawat had a temporary headquarters. On Wednesday, the disruption was extended to Don Mueang Airport, also in Bangkok, where all flights were canceled as of midnight Thursday morning. Somchai's opponents and supporters of a return to a monarchy in Thailand have banded together in a largely peaceful demonstration so far. But if you were planning on flying there for the holidays, you might want a plan B. If you ever have to burn off fuel for an hour before making an emergency landing, make sure to comb your hair for the cameras. They're everywhere. KTLA Channel 5 was one of several Los Angeles TV stations with cameras going on Tuesday as the pilot of a 1955 Cessna 310 made a textbook emergency landing at Van Nuys Airport with its nose gear unlocked. He even got the engines shut down and the propellers cranked into a horizontal position to minimize the chances of engine damage. Nobody was injured. It's bound to be on YouTube by now. And finally, if you're flying American Airlines over the holidays, we have good news and bad news. First, the good news. American, which has recently been a cellar dweller in on-time rankings, is no longer at the bottom of the ratings. The bad news, American is only not on the bottom because Delta and Continental did even worse. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports American still ranks among the worst of the 11 big airlines tracked by the DOT, but it's doing better with mishandled check bags. There are 2 possible reasons: better baggage handling equipment recently installed by the airline, and a trend toward fewer checked bags in the first place, as customers dodge all the new fees. And customer complaints at American were down 40% last month compared with a year ago. So even if things do go wrong on your flight, the wait to complain about it should be shorter. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. You can find details on these stories and everything else happening in aviation and aerospace over the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday weekend at www.aero-news.net. Our long-form Aero briefing and the Aero News special feature will both return to their normal format and schedule on Monday. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.